Bezalel Mizbach, we begin Perek Hamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Sichas Nazirus and the laws of Nazirus and the Seif HaFlo. Where here the Rambam goes into detail regarding the prohibitions of the Nazir, specifically that which is derivative from the grapevine and the cutting of the hair and becoming tummy. As Rambam opens up Halacha Aleph regarding the prohibition of Yitzim and Agefen. Shleisha Min Nasrun LaNazir. First he opens up there are three types of prohibitions for the Nazir. Hatama, becoming tummy to a dead person. Fatiklachas, and the cutting of the hair, and Bahayyitzim Agefen, and that which is derivative of the grape. Ben Pri, whether the fruit itself, Ben Pesilis Peri, whether the waste matter, the refuse of the fruit. Now, Avala Shecher Shal Tamar, Moshal Gregris, Vekayitzim, or, but however, beer of dates or of dried figs or things like that, although it's an intoxicating beverage, Mutul Nazir, it's permitted for a Nazir. Because the Sheikhur Zesh and Nesul Abater, this that says Sheikhur is prohibited for the Nazir, who has Sheikhur Shal Tarebis Ayayin, that means the intoxicating beverage that's a mixture of wine, but not from some other alcoholic intoxicating beverage. Halacha Beis. Now, Hayitzim the Geffen Ketzah, how do we qualify this which comes out of the Geffen? So, Nazir Shachel Kizayis Menapri, if Nazir eats an olive size of the fruit, Shahu, which is either Anovim Lachem, moist grapes, or Yubashim, or dried grapes, or Voicer, or unripe grapes, or if he eats even an olive size of the waste matter of the fruit, which the Torah says, that's the outer peel, those are the inner seeds, which you plant the grapes from those seeds. Hariza, like if someone has any one of these consumptions, he's going to get a pair of lashes. Now, so if he drinks a revius of wine, a revius of a loig of yayin, or if he eats an olive size of congealed wine, shehua peri, which that's essentially the fruit of the grape itself, although it was liquid, which then congealed. Or if he drinks a revius of vinegar, which that's the waste matter of the fruit, because the wine gets ruined and turns into vinegar. How is it like? Again, he's going to get lashes. These are all considered yitzim nagefen. Avla olin, but the leaves of the grapevine. Vahalu lovim, and the grape shoots. Umegifanim, and the sap of the grapevine. Vahasmother, and the grape buds. Harelu mutar, which is when it's just starting to sprout. Harelu mutar on the nazar, those are permitted for the nazar. She'in loy pri, is not considered the fruit. Vlib soilus pri, neither is the waste of the fruit. Elamana etim, not considered parts of the tree, of the vine, which is not included in the isser for the nazar. Halacha Gimel discusses regarding what are the measurements that obligate and hold the nazir liable. So, kol isur geffen mitzdar from zemzeh. All the prohibited elements of the geffen of the grape mitzdar from zemzeh. They combine one with the other. Ketzer, how so? So, harisha tzeirif. If someone combines together anavim lachim, moist grapes, imivation with dry grapes, oyim baiser or with the unripe grapes, v'chartzen and pits, v'zog and the peels, v'achem and atarebis kizayis. And only from the whole mixture does he eat an olive size. Look, he's going to get lashes because he had a kizayis, albeit from all the mixed together. And so too, even if it's consecutive, one after the other, as long as within, as we'll see in the next halacha of Kedei Achilas Pras, as long as he eats from all them together, like he's going to get lashes. And so too, if he drinks a revius of teravius, it's a mixture of wine and vinegar, like he's going to get lashes because the pasuk says, which teaches that regarding these two nazar, they combine one with the other. Halacha Dalad. Now, davah mutter ein mitzarf le davah aser benazar. In contrast to a different opinion in the Gemara, that which is permitted does not combine to supplement that which is prohibited for a nazir. Ketzer, how so? So yayin shunis arv bedvash. If wine gets mixed with honey, ava bishadama called tam yayin. So although it all tastes, you taste wine in the whole mixture. Vishasim and atrebis, and he drinks from the mixture. Or so to bechinat simaykin. So to if you have raisins, dried grapes, shadirasim imagregis, which were pressed together with dried figs. Vitama called tam tzimukin. Now you can taste the raisins throughout the whole mixture. V'achem and atrebis and eats from the mixture, in like it does not get lashes. Meaning, if you have just the minimum shear, because we don't consider the mutter part to be combined. Until you have, from the actual prohibited element in that mixture, the shear of liability, which is kezayis, which is b'chdei shalash beitzim, the amount of eating three eggs. Meaning, if he eats from the mixture three eggs worth, it's not possible that you won't have a kezayis of the prohibited element in that amount. V'achel k'shalash beitzim, and he eats the amount of three eggs, which is known as the shear of k'dei achilas pras, that which is like all other prohibitions, which are equally forbidden for every single person, not just what a wine is to another. Like we explained, halacha is a machos asuras in Perek Tezvav, halacha gimel, halacha hey. So too, mishar pita b'yayin. So too, let's say he soaks his bread in wine. Like we're saying, what happens here is that you're not going to be liable for the bread without the wine. You're not combining the mutter with the asr. But if let's say there was a revius of wine, which is the sheer liability, pras is a half of a loaf, which has 6 eggs worth in the loaf, comes out that half of the loaf, which is called pras, has 3 eggs worth, which was what Ram said in the previous halacha, what he called kedei achilas pras, which is within the amount of time of eating 3 eggs worth. V'achal kedei pras, and he ate the amount of a half a loaf. Shenimta sh'achal revius, and which comes out that he has revius of wine in that half a loaf. Oh, how is it like it? Then he's going to get lashes, because he had the amount of revius, not with the combined of the heter, only of the iser. Regarding this, and things similar to this, it says in the Torah, v'chol mishras and ovim, and it says, b'midbar, whatever steeped with grapes, to make it forbidden, something that the wine is mixed into it, and has the taste like the taste of wine, and that is, that it should have the taste and the substance of the wine, like all other things that are prohibited to be eaten. If wine, or something similar to that, which is prohibited, gets mixed with honey. Now, the ancient tam yain, and it does not have a taste of wine, well, then hariza mutul nazar. It's going to be permitted for the nazar. Lo yizachom mechil v'dam. It shouldn't be any more stringent than the prohibitions of eating the forbidden fats or blood, which this halacha bitl, if it doesn't, you don't have the taste, then it's not going to be prohibited. Halacha zayin. Now, let's say hoyi by tam yain. Let's say I had the taste of wine, but the ancient revius b'chdei achil is pras. But it's not amount of revius in amount of time between two and 9 minutes, different measurements, the amount of eating half a loaf of bread, well then, so that's not the biblical, but harizah asim de b'sayfim, it's still going to be rabbinically prohibited. Like explained in Hilchas Machos Zeruz of the forbidden foods in Perek Tezov, Halacha Gimel. And we give him lashes, that of rabbinic lashes. Halacha Ches. Nazar sh'achol kezayis enav, if a nazar eats kezayis of grapes, u kezayis charsin, the kezayis of seeds, of grape seeds, ukezayis zug, and the kezayis of grape peels, ukezayis timukum, the kezayis of grape dried grapes, and b'shas revius yain, and he drinks revius of wine, and vafilas sachet eshkol b'shasim and revius, and even if it wasn't wine, even if he had just squeezed a cluster of grapes and he drank from it a revius, harizal like a chomesh malkis, he's going to get 5 sets of lashes for each one of these are separately mentioned in the Torah, shkolechem hem b'la vechadhu, which each one of these has its own negative prohibition. And the Lika Malka Shishas actually even get a 6th pair of lashes, Mishum Lo Yachal Devare, because of not to desecrate his words, Shu Shava B'chol Nadarim, which that had in every vow, which Naziris is under the category of Nadarim. And Mechen Mochel Kizai Zogel Kizai Zanam, so let's say he ate just the olive size of the grape, the grape peels, or an olive size of grapes, like Ishtayim, you get 2 sets of lashes, achas mishum zog or mishum anavim, one because of this, the peels or the grapes, v'achas mishum le'achal devar, and another one because of the generic le'achal devar. And b'huad din, le'nazir shegilach e'nitmashu like Ishtayim, so too, if the nazir cuts his hair or becomes tummy, he also gets 2 pairs of lashes. Achas ala isa miyuchad, but one for the specific isra of the nazir not to cut his hair or to become tummy. V'achas ala isa shab b'chandarm, and one for the general isra for every vow, which he's desecrating, shu le'achal devar, not to profane his word. Now, Lachat says, Ram continues regarding the warning and the requirement to distance oneself from violating these laws of Naziris. Nazir sheshas revius yayin revius chaymetz. So if a nazir drinks a revius of wine and a revius of vinegar, ain't olike el achas. So in this case, he's only getting 1 pair of lashes. Why? Because there's no separate liability for wine and vinegar. Because in case of yain liyish to b'chaymetz liyish, the Torah doesn't write, don't drink wine and don't drink vinegar, as if they were 2 separate violations. Elakach, rather it says, chaymetz yain b'chaymetz sheikh liyishta. The vinegar of wine and the vinegar of the intoxicating beverage, don't drink. Claim what that means to say is, liyishta yain, don't drink wine, and v'lay dovish in his arba yain, and not to drink something that which is mixed with wine, which b'vah sheikh, like we had previously explained, that's what really sheikh means in this context. And the pasuk saying, v'afilech mitzvah, and even if they soured, even if they became vinegary. That's what means chaymetz yain b'chaymetz sheikh. So since the only thing that's being repeated here is the word chaymetz, which really is all the same thing, so they're not going to get separate lashes for the chaymetz and for the yayin, meaning just like you're not going to be chayiv 2 separate liabilities if you drink the vinegar of wine and the vinegar of sheker, which is all the same thing of vinegar, so you're not going to be liable 2 different liabilities, one for the wine and one for the vinegar, even though those are 2 different titles, 2 different categories. But since it wasn't separated as a separate lav, So therefore, it's going to have one liability. Halacha Yud. Nazir shay shesi b'yayin kol yom kol. There was another who was drinking wine all day long. Now, after Bishul Chayav l'shamayim al kol Rebiyas Rebiyas. Now, the Rambam says, although he's liable to heaven, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish him for every Rebiyas, which is his own separate sin, for every Rebiyas that he drank, but ein loika ela achas mishum yayin v'achas d'lo yachad d'var. But here in the courts, we're only going to give him a pair of lashes, one for the wine that he drank, and one for the layachal kamesh ran, like we explained in halacha ches. Now, v'm hishu b'yal kol Rebiyas Rebiyas. But if they warned him on every revius, and they said to him, Al tishta, don't drink, don't drink. Pushaisin, after every warning, he drank another revius. So, Chayav Kolech Rechad, he drank all day long, he'll get a separate set of lashes for every single revius that he was warned and he drank. Now, Medivri Seifim from rabbinic law, it's forbidden for a Nazir to even stand, but Moshev Shaisayayin amongst those who are sitting and drinking wine, and Bishrachik Minaharbe should stay very far away from them. Shemichshlavan, because there's the triggers, the stumbling block in front of him. Which Amar Chacham, the sages say, Sav of Lakerem LeYikrav, around the vineyard, you should not come near. You stay very far away from people, places, things that are triggers from the prohibited alcohol, and therefore rabbinically they say that one should, the nazir should not even stand near those who are drinking. Lachid Af, the Ram continues regarding the other prohibition from the three prohibitions, that of Giluach, of cutting his hair. So nazir shegilach sara achas, if nazir cuts even one hair, like he gets lashes. And bin mitar bin mezug, whether it's with a razor or with scissors, but as long as shekitza mikara keintar, as long as he cuts it at from the root like a razor, and mechem tlasha biyad, so that he even plucks it out with his hand, like he's going to get lashes. But again, it has to be like a razor, like the pasuk says, tar liyavol reishai. But it has to function like a tar by getting it at the root. Now echad amagalech, the echad amiskalech, and this includes the one giving the haircut, the one getting the haircut, like it says in the pasuk. And b'midbar talo yabal reishai, a razor should not go over his head. Whoever's causing it is going to be included in this liability. Now, v'minich mimenu k'dei loch av reishai likar. But if let's say they left over from the hair, the amount that you could bend over the tip of the hair to go down to its root, then like it doesn't get lashes. Shein zekein tak, because that's not like a razor which cuts at the root. Now, lochid beiz, hever al reishai sam. Let's say he puts a cream on his head. Shemashra SSA, which removes the hair, Behisha SSA, and he removes the hair. Ain't it like it doesn't get lashes, because that does not function like a tar, like a razor. But he's violated the positive commandment, and like it says in the positive, Gadol Paris, our ratio, he's supposed to grow his hair long, and he's violating the positive commandment by having the cream and removing his hair. Halacha Yud Gimel, Nazir Shegila Kal Reishai. If the Nazir cuts off all the hair on his head, so Ain't it like it, Meshama Tekalach, his halach is only going to be liable. One negative probe, one violation for his cutting of the hair. Now, but from his rabbi, I'll call Seir, Seir, Amalek, but if they want one, every single hair, and they tell him, Al-Tekalach, don't cut. V'megalech, and he cuts off the hair, like Al-Kalach, Rach, is going to last for every single one. Halach Yodal. Nazir Chayfif al-Sa'ar b'yadi, a Nazir could scrub his hair with his hand, v'chayche b'tzifarnab, and he could scratch with his fingernail. V'mnifol Seir in a chayshir, now if a hair falls out, it doesn't have to be concerned. Sharei in kavanos lahashav. First of all, his intention is not to pull out the hair. It's davar shei miskaven. And the efsha shleyashin, it's possible that it won't fall out. So it's not a secret. It's not inevitable. Now, v'lo yisuk b'masik, but shouldn't comb with a comb, which is inevitable that it's going to pull out hair. And v'lo yech b'adam, he shouldn't scrub with certain types of earth, which also neshemasher says seir b'adam, because it's definitely going to pull out the hair. But v'm asikim, but if he did it, in the lake it doesn't get lashes, which is different explanations, either because it was not his intention, or It's not a direct act of what exactly is the Rambam saying over here. Why you don't get lashes is because it in a sense it's similar to the case of putting on the cream, but be that as it may, it doesn't get lashes. Halachat Hazvav, the Rambam continues regarding the third prohibition, that of becoming tamei to a dead person. So nazir shenitma lemes tamei shiva, if a nazir becomes tamei in the contact with a mess that makes him tamei for 7 days. So, whether it's a tumma that he's going to have to cut his hair for it, like we're going to explain later on in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, and whether it's tumma that he's not going to have to cut his hair for them, which, as we'll see over there, whether it's like he touches a revius of damp on the mess, or different types of situations related to the mess, either way, how is it like he's going to get lashes because he violates lo yitam lehem b'maisim? And it's not specifically married to the idea about that he has to cut off his hair. Halacha design, nitma lemes pam harba. Let's become tummy for a dead person many times. So again, as we had said, to the hands of heaven, he is going to be liable for lashes on every single time that he did this. But in Bezdin, but the courts only give him one set of lashes. But if they warn him on every single time and he makes himself tameh, then look, he's going to get lashes for every single time. Now, look, when do we say this? That if they warn him, he's going to get lashes every single time. It's only b'shenitma when he became tameh, uperish, and then he separated himself from the tameh source, from the dead person. And then he touched the dead person again. Or he carried the dead person, or he leaned over and he was in the oil of the mess. Because in all these cases, even though he was already tameh from the previous time of touching the mess, but the second time, even when he touches the mess again, he's increasing the tumah. And the moment he touches the dead person, a person who's touching him, the one who's touching the dead person, will become also tameh for 7 days. Because that's what's called tumah b'chiburin. Since he's connected at this moment to the dead person, he has halacha like the dead person itself. But the moment he removes himself from the dead person, although he himself was tameh for 7 days, but when someone else touches him now, that person will not be tameh for 7 days, only tameh until the evening. So therefore, it's only when he retouches, so he's increasing his tumah when he touches. But let's say he touches that person. But the dead person is still in his hand. And at the time that he's touching one dead person, he touched another dead person. So then in the Chayv al-Achas, even if they warn him again, he's not liable more than one. Because although they're warning him every single time he's touching another dead person, but he's already holding a dead person. And Shari Mechol Ba'emet is already desecrated. He's not increasing the level of Tumah. It's only when he removes himself and then touches again, although he's Tumah anyway, but that again increases the level of Tumah, let's say to contaminate another person. So only then will it be considered an act of being Matam himself to be liable another set of lashes. Halach Yitches. Nazir shenichnis labayis. If a nazir goes into a house, v'shasham, and he tarries over there, he waits over there, at shemesham ames, until a dead person, a person dies over there. The person wasn't dead. And then he's there and he stays there when the person dies. V'shenichnis oil ames, or let's say a different case, he goes into the oil, where there is a dead person, into the same house, b'shida, in a box, a table, migdal, different types of boxes, or closets, or containers. V'bochaveir par gaga teva melav midaita, then his friend comes, and removes the cover of the box from over this nazir with the nazir's agreement and his acquiescence. Because again, if it was without, against his will, then he's an oinus in mipater. But it's with his agreement. So in this situation, he's going to get two sets of lashes. Why? Achas mishum loyave. One for what the pasuk says, a nefesh meis loyave, they should not come in contact with a dead person. The achas mishum loyitama. One for loyitama the memoisim, not to become tummy. Because in this case, haritumo be a boin ke'achas. Because his becoming tummy, which is loyitama, and his coming in, which happens the moment the dead person's there, because when he came in, there was no dead person. But if he's there and the person dies, or he's there and the box, he's in already, but he's in the box, which therefore is not in the same oil, and the cover's taken off, they're happening simultaneous. So then he can violate both. But if he goes in the normal way, where there's a dead person in the room, and he walks in, he becomes tummy before he fully enters. The reason is because the moment his nose or his toes, which are the first things to come into a room, the moment they enter, nitmi becomes tummy. And but by coming in is only when his whole body enters. So it comes out, he was already mechul, already from the moment he became tummy, and therefore he cannot violate layavai because he already is tummy. And so therefore, then he's only going to get one set of lashes. Halacha Yotes, nichnas l'oyla mes. Let's say he goes into the room where there's a dead person or to a cemetery. By mistake, he didn't realize that he was doing something wrong. And then after he finds out that, hey, you're in a cemetery, there's a dead person, you're a nazir. And they warn him. He doesn't jump and leave. He stays over there. So the reason is going to get lashes. Now the reason for this is, interesting chiddush of the Magen Mishnah and Hilchos Chiras, that any negative prohibition that has an action, even the situation where there is no action, you're going to get lashes. So since generally there it could have an action related to coming into the oil mess, so here even though it's passive, he's going to get a set of lashes. But Bahu, as long as Shiyishashem Kadesh Tachavah, that he stays the amount of time that it takes to bow down, like the halacha is regarding a tummy person that goes into the base of Mikdash, and again, he becomes tummy over there, it's the amount of time to bow down, that's how long you have to be there to get that consequence. If someone contaminates a nazir, so if the nazir was deliberate, so the nazir gets lashes, because now he'll make himself tummy. The one who's making him tummy, as the pasuk of Yikra, which literally means say, in front of a blind person, don't put a stumbling, but it also means figuratively regarding helping someone violate a prohibition, which this person is causing him to sin. Now, if the Nazir, however, was in error, he didn't realize he's doing something wrong. The one who's making him tummy is deliberate. Neither one of them is going to get lashes. Now, why is the one who's making him tummy not going to get lashes? But we said in Halacha Yud Aleph, the one who cuts the hair of the Nazir gets lashes, so why is making him tummy any different? Because the Pasuk says, he makes the head of his Nazir's tummy, which is in the loy kachay tamei asmi b'daiti, he's only going to get lashes until he goes and makes himself deliberately tamei here where he was a shaygig, so he's not getting, and also the one who's causing him is also not going to get lashes. Aloch chaval of nazir tar shetime atzmai. If a pure nazir makes himself tamei, so loyki gets lashes av mishum loy sa'ach l'shamai. He gets another set of lashes also because not to delay his obligation to complete his activities regarding kaidish. Because Shari Echer Naziris Tari, he's delaying his pure Naziris. And Vasa Maisa, he also did an action over here of making himself a tummy. So therefore, he's violating Lusach L'Sham, which in general, not to delay completing an act of Kaidish, like bringing a carbon, or here and doing his pure Naziris. So too, if let's say took the Nedr of Naziris in the cemetery, they're also going to violate, he's going to set up lashes for Lusach because here he's delaying his Naziris until he's going to become Tar. And this is not considered Lav Sheba Meisa because his not leaving is considered an action in this context. Halamata, so says Ram, this comes to teach you. Shanazar Shatime Atzma, if the Nazar makes himself Tame, look at Arba Malkis, he really gets four sets of lashes. One is Mishum Layitama, not to make himself Tame, which he is. Two is for every Nadir, which Naziris is part of Mishum Layach, the bar not to desecrate his word. Three is like we just said in this halacha, not to delay completing his act of holiness, which is the Naziris, because he's delaying it now that he became Tamei, he's going to have to push it off. And also there'll be a fourth one of not entering into a place of Tamei, if it was a situation where the coming in and the Tamei was as one, like we explained previously in the halacha Yedchas, like the case of where he was taken into a box, or he was in the room already from before the person had died.